sober here and you're watching Don Rees Miracle Stories, you better keep watching because I'm going to be on it pretty darn soon. If you don't, I'm going to go Hercules on you. Okay.
What's up? It's Joe Catone and you're listening to Don Rees with Miracle Stories. I know I have a bunch of miracle stories to tell everyone, so hopefully we'll get a chance to do that. But you're listening to it right now.
Hi, I'm Dawn Rees with Miracle Stories TV Network. I will bring you inspirational stories that will warm your heart and give you more faith in walking with God. Do you have a miracle story? Call 727-871-7788. You could be next to give your miracle story testimony. And if you want miracles to happen in your life, join us at beaminghope.org in Largo, an amazing church with real miracle stories. And we have Sunday service, Wednesday Bible study, women's fellowship, men's fellowship, and kids flip night. Get right with God and come to beaminghope.org and join me on Tuesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. I'll see you here with Miracle Stories.
It's a miracle, a true blue spectacle, a miracle come true.
Hi, and I am Dawn Rees with Dawn Rees Miracle Story TV Network, and don't change this channel because I know you're driving and you want some music. We'll have some music. I have a gentleman named G.W. Tolley in the studios with me, and he wrote a book about self-publishing, and he wrote many other books. Welcome, G.W.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
You're welcome. It's always an honor to have you here. And first, tell us what's happening in Orlando this Friday.
So this Friday at E-Studios, the Christian Chamber of Commerce, we are having a self-publishing event. So it's at 10:30. And we go through and we basically talk about how people serve and what they do. But this Friday is actually mine. So we're going to be just speaking, going over the self-published, kind of like what we're doing here today.
That's amazing. So you have your own TV show now called What's Your Story? And I want to know what's your story of how you got this amazing opportunity. And we talked about it on the air. Can we talk about that real quick first, how that happened?
We can.
Awesome.
It was, I was being obedient and it was like, go to the Apopka Pregnancy Center. And I'm like, okay.
So, and did you have any, what was the reason to go, just to, that was just God talking to you?
He was, and it was basically the night before, God was saying to do What's Your Story and talk to people about what their testimony was.
Okay.
It wasn't promoting a book or anything else or themselves, or it was just, what is your story? Just that person.
Whoa.
And so I had created the YouTube and all the social media platforms for What's Your Story, mm-hmm. and had went on, GoDaddy got the domain.
Okay.
And so the next day I was getting ready to go. I was in my kitchen So what I was doing was getting ready to leave, and the TV show called me and he said, GW, what are you doing? And I said, I'm going to the pregnancy center.
He was like, what?
And he goes, excuse me? And the reason for that is because I wanted to get their stories of why they decided to keep their babies.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes, excuse me? And I said,
that's a beautiful story, by the way, for people to say, you know, you decided what you want to do and you're keeping it. That's amazing.
And so he goes, excuse me? And I said, I'm going to the pregnancy center. And he goes, excuse me? And I'm like, he couldn't see me doing this, but I go, I'm going to have this baby. I was rubbing my belly. And he said, why are you going there? And I said, I just want them to share their stories of why they decided to keep their baby.
Right.
And he said, I want to film this. I want to put it on a show.
Oh, wow.
And I said, well, tomorrow I'm going to Teen Challenge, and I'm going to talk to, because it's not just for teens. It's people that's been in prison, and they've been on drugs. And,
right.
And I wanted to get their story. And he said, I want to film that also. And he said they actually had won an award like 2 years before.
Wow.
And so that kind of happened. So he couldn't get the film crew there. So what happened was I said, well, I'll just record it with what I have, my phone and the microphone. But I prayed and I said, you know, I want to do this for your glory. This is all that I have is a phone and a microphone,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And that, well, that's what Robert Evans told us back from Paramount Pictures. And that's how many people are filming now. I do the same as well.
Yeah,
exactly.
And so I was like, you know, bring me the people, bring me the equipment, bring me the team. And it was like the next day at E Studios, they had introduced me to somebody. They're like, he's wanting to write a script and write a book.
Whoa.
Can he meet with you? And so I started speaking to him and told him what I was doing. And he said, I want to be a part of this. So then he brought a friend with him that had actually been there at the very beginning when I went into E Studios.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I want to be a part of this also. And so then the third person was Christine. So she actually when I was, you know, telling her about it, she pulls out her business card, and on the back of it, it says, "What's your story?"
Whoa.
And she said, "I want to be a part of this." So then I had the three cameras that we needed, because you have, it's not just one camera.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you have a camera this way, a camera this way, and then the one that, the full shot.
Right.
But then you have to have recording equipment and all these lights. So it's a whole lot.
It's a production. You know, when I was on HSN doing something for a mop thing, you know, and I had the earpiece in my ear and trying to listen to the director and follow this, and you have to watch the mop. And it was, yeah, you have to be trained with this. And then here you are. God just put this in your lap.
Yeah.
And people are going to want to know, how do they get on your show? What do they do? Do they need to write you an email?
They just send an email. And
okay.
And it's... we go from there, but it's, like I said, it's, we're already like seven episodes already filmed.
Wow.
And I mean, there's two that's already been aired, and it's on takennetwork.tv.
Okay,
it's
on takennetwork.tv.
Yep. And it's also all over social media of GW Tolley or What's Your Story. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it. It's every which direction now.
That's amazing. And tell us what happened just before a year ago. I mean, what happened before a year ago with you?
So my birthday is in May, and I was like, should I take my birthday off? Should I not take my birthday off? And the vice president called me, the company that I work for, mm-hmm. and she goes, you're released. The whole team that they had just acquired us, they just released every one of us.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, you know, what am I going to do now?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
now, you haven't written these books yet. Was that the point?
No.
No, wow.
So I was, there'd only been like two. And so what happened was, from that point, God said, you work for me. You have Productions by Faith and Kanana Ministries. And so instantly that next week, there was a book written in just days. And it was published within a week.
That's amazing.
The next week, the same way. The next week, the same way. And books just don't, in the natural, they do not happen like that.
No, they don't. I've talked to people that have taken me years or years to write.
Exactly.
Wow.
And that's the way Comforting Messages from Heaven was. I had to go through so much rejection. We don't do this. People won't buy that. People won't like this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you have to go through the trials, the struggles, to see how much you really want something.
Right.
And
right.
And that book was like having a baby. It was going to come out no matter what. And
it all started with the pregnancy center. Tommy, can you hear me okay? I don't hear an echo on my mic. Usually I hear something, but I'd have the headsets on. I'm thinking, you know, I'm just here and chatting with GW, but I'm good to go. Okay. So in the meantime, tell us a little bit about the self-publishing. I know people out there want to self-publish their books. And tell them how easy it is with you.
So I'm working on book number 14. So there was 11 in the last year, if that tells you. Kind of gives you a range of the year. So there's basically self-publishing. You can go to a company,
mm-hmm.
and you can pay them. They don't do any editing. They don't do the cover designs. They don't do anything.
I didn't know that. I thought they did. Okay.
Well, it's a la carte.
But then it costs you more.
And it costs you more.
Okay.
So if you want them to do editing or graphic design, they're going to charge you for each and every little thing you do. And I mean, that's fair because they're hiring people. That's mm-hmm. that's what they do.
Right.
But, you know, you always don't have to have a graphic artist to do that. You know, this one was painted. And so as this was tape and it was painted in the stencil, then I took it to a company and they scanned it. So that way they made it digital.
Okay.
So, and it's just, you know, whatever ability that you have.
And your books are very inspiring, and they get you through like one last chance. Tell us about that.
This one is also painted, and I never saw myself painting. So when during the pandemic, when we couldn't go anywhere,
mm-hmm.
I had already had the supplies, and I pulled it out, and I just started painting. But I didn't wait for the blue to dry. So when I painted the yellow, it turned it to green. And then this is the...
Oh, so that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I like that.
And so this is from the first book, and then it has the one dot, and that's the blood of Christ. So One Last Chance is a whole... Every one of these are stories that's happened to me, and this was very painful for me to write, and it was 2 years to the day when this one was written.
Mm-hmm.
But once it was finished, because during the pandemic when we were locked down, the only thing I could do was take a picture with my phone and then it uploaded to Amazon.
Okay.
So, you know, your skill set, you can't limit your mind. And it's like, you know, the cover of this one, you know, this is, you know, 300 edit pages, and then this is all paper wads.
Interesting.
So they're all different and they're all creative.
I know if anybody has a question, we are in the studio. If you're driving, I'll speak very slow. It's 727-441-3000. If you'd like a question on self-publishing or how to write a book, we have GW here, 727-441-3000. And in the meantime, do you have a miracle story? Anything that comes to mind, I'm just going to kind of pop that out there. Anything that comes to mind that's your miracle story? I know this is actually a miracle story I'm looking at because that was a year after what had happened to you. So
I do. So I'm glad you brought that up. As a child, I was actually hearing impaired. I was about 95-96% deaf. And so my second year in high school, when I went to see the hearing specialist, they did emergency surgery right there in the chair.
At 9 years old. About 9 years old?
My second year of high school.
Oh, second year. Okay, gotcha.
So as I was sitting there, they're like, we can't numb your ear. There's nothing we can do. So they just basically took a big needle and busted my eardrum, and then they sucked all the fluid out, and then they put in tubes. And But English, spelling, grammar, punctuation, I failed all the way through. You know. So if anyone had said I would write a book, no less 14, I would have said, no, not me. Grammar, spelling, punctuation, would have never happened. So, but there's programs out there that can assist you with your grammar, your spelling, your punctuation.
Is that something that we use when we're self-publishing, learning from you?
You can. So,
okay.
And I have everything in the book. So there's a program called Celtic, and I'm not promoting that. I'm just telling you what I used.
Right.
And it's actually for filmmakers to write a script. So as you're writing, and I'm from Tennessee, so you're going to have some twang, it went through and it found some of the issues. But I also have a really good editor that understands me and he'll say, what are you trying to say here?
Okay. What happens if somebody doesn't have an editor? They don't know what to do, where to go. I mean, what would you tell them? I mean,
so there's different avenues that you could put that on. You can look for anybody that's in the groups where they write books.
Okay.
You can find that, but editors are expensive. So what I would say is try to do everything yourself when you're typing that up and go through. And then one of the tips that the printer, she taught me, is go through your book and read it backwards. Because as you're reading backwards, you're actually proofing.
Oh.
And then have someone else read it, because one of the words that had got me was wine, W-H-I-N-E, but I was spelling it W-I-N-E.
Right.
So the word check didn't catch it.
Okay.
So, but during the very beginning, I didn't have writer's block. I had writer's flood. And so in a dream, God had showed me, take the index cards that I've been carrying around for 20 years.
Wow.
And write the titles down. And then take them and put them on the sliding glass door.
Right.
And he would show me how to pull them off in order.
Interesting.
And I started typing. And that was on a Sunday. It was the week of Thanksgiving. So the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 10 to 12 hours a day, I just sat and typed. And by the time 9 o'clock on the Wednesday, it was finished.
Amazing. So those of you that are procrastinating and saying, I don't have time to write a book, you wrote a book with not even in a couple hours.
Yeah.
Wow. And they're out there. And your website again, give everybody?
It's www.productionsbyfaith.com.
There you go. Are you going to be book signing anywhere or anything coming up?
Don't know that yet.
Okay.
Because sometimes I sign them, sometimes I don't.
Okay.
Well, sometimes there's a verse that goes in there.
in all of these that he has, even Sasha, the miracle stories about his dog that had something happen, went to the vet, and then you had prayed over the dog, and it, just another miracle story. That's a definitely, you know, that should be a definite cartoon kind of series or something for people, because that is definitely, you know, I've done that myself with my dogs as well. But you have a miracle story with Sasha here. It's amazing. What is God telling you to talk about? I know we have a few more minutes left. It's so fast here. But what was God putting on your heart that you wanted to talk about a little bit more?
So that's on the start of it is like your foundation. So as you're typing your book, you need to know the size of your book. Because when you're typing on your computer, you know, it's a regular size sheet of paper. So what happens when you're typing this, and you go to the very end, and you put it to the size of your book, everything is going to shift.
Okay.
Your table of contents is going to shift. It's a big, big mess.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we had to go through, and it took hours to do this and money, because I'm paying someone to
read over it.
To put everything back into order. So when you have your Word document up or whatever you're doing, make sure you size it to the size that your book is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because then as you're typing, then it's going to type just like your book would be.
Gotcha.
So then it's already formatted. That's your foundation, like building a house.
Right.
So now you have the index cards, which gives you your title of your stories. You also need to go get your domain. And you need to Google that name because... you know, somebody else could have it. It could be sending them somewhere where you don't want them to go. Like the world sees this as a modern day job.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to get that domain, it was already taken. So all I had to do is put a letter in front of it. So a modern day job.
Okay.
Was available.
Ah.
So that's another part of your foundation, because you want to write your whole entire book with your branding in mind.
Right.
You don't want to have a title and somebody else already has it or it points somewhere else. And if you have to use something that's like a dot something org or something else, people could get lost.
We're going to be putting that up on, we still have drhollywoodconnections.com. I know there was a delay with some family things that we had to go through, but we definitely still have that up there. And then we also have an amazing photographer, Nikki. Mm-hmm. So if somebody needs some headshots for anything, for publicity, for modeling or acting, check her out as well on drhollywoodconnections.com. And we have to get these up there. That's my next thing to do with you as well, to get them under the author part. And I do have to real quick shout out real quick, beaminghope.org. They have, join us Friday the 27th at 6:30 for Fun Water Day, the entire family, located at 11000 110th Avenue North Largo. They're going to have hot dogs, they're going to have burgers, ice cream, gift card giveaways, free groceries, and clothes for you that need extra clothes. Music and more. Don't miss it. It's Friday the 27th at 6:30 p.m. Also coming up is Soap This Holiday Bash. It's coming up. Go to Soap This on Facebook, and you want to meet some adorable soap opera stars. Jordi Velasco. there's just a bunch of them under. You can contact Patty at 727-210-5143. And back to G.W. Tolley. I did do those quick shout-outs. And anything else that's happening this Friday, you said you have this event coming up for anybody that you can drive from, you know, wherever you're at to Winter Park?
Winter Garden.
Oh, Winter Garden. Sorry.
The other winter.
Okay, Winter Garden. And in Winter Garden,
and it's at eStudios.
eStudios. Mm-hmm. And how do they get in touch with you if they want to sign up?
They can go on to Facebook or any social media, and they can look up, or even on my page.
Okay.
You'll just see that... all the information's on there.
So it's more of networking and talking to people that are in the industry as well, and
Right.
they have Christian businesses.
Yeah, so you'll be there. So we'll have radio present. We'll have the takennetwork.tv. They'll be present. All
okay.
of these studios, people will be there. So you
are
can,
you going to be doing any interviews there by chance?
We'll see.
Maybe.
I'm sure. I think there's going to be some.
He's going to do some interviews. Yeah. Also, too, sunkisscharters.com, our sailing charter business, will be very ready very soon. Sunkisscharters.com. And you can start to book your reservations this fall. It's a 37-foot endeavor with two captains, a first mate, and myself doing promotions. So give that shout out to Captain Bert. And is there anything like God is telling you? I know a lot of people, this is what's coming in. I'm noticing a lot of people are being fearful right now. I just saw a post from a friend of mine, Carrie, this is for you, who had posted out, how do you deal with fear? And, you know, with this time and what's going on, like I'm reading about France, I'm reading about other countries not buying food and all this other stuff without their vaccination. And people are so worried about fearful. What can you give them some type of encouragement today just about fear?
Well, and I think it goes back to when my job ended. The first time my job ended, I didn't handle it very well.
Mm-hmm.
And so this time it was like a second chance of that. So I was like, okay, God's going to take care of me. And I just had to pray and say, okay, God, you have this and you know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's scary because, you know.
It's Psalms 91, you know, just
exactly.
Read Psalms 91, and I print mine out on my refrigerator, mm-hmm. and it's up there, so anything like jumps into fear land, it's just up there, God will take care of you.
It does,
and just make sure you have that. And I know we have 3 minutes left, and so any other books we want to promote?
Well, and what I would say is, there's a lot of people, if you share your what you're trying to do, there's a lot of dream killers out there.
There are.
And then there's a lot of information where people will try to control you, manipulate you, and do it their way. None of these are done by the regular publishing standards.
Mm-hmm.
And even with the fonts are bigger. So, and this is a font that's done in blue. And they said, we don't print books in blue font. And I'm like, well, that's what God wanted. So...
I like it. I mean, it's very easy to read and everything. And yes, so everybody that would be interested, give your website one more time.
It's www.productionsbyfaith.com. And I want to show you this too.
Sure.
Have you ever seen a book where the front cover is also the back cover?
No, I love it.
It's very interesting because I didn't understand that when it was done, but I was going to pick up a customer and this book was in the back of my car and it was actually here in Clearwater. And I went to flip the book over, and you can't hide this book.
Oh, no, no. I know we have 2 minutes left. Tell us about some of the guests that you've had on your show for What's Your Story.
We've had Deborah Torsha, and she is the lady that director for the Popka Pregnancy Center.
Okay.
And one of the things that she spoke to me right before we went on air, she said, my mother on her deathbed spoke to me and said that she had had an abortion, that she had just was laying on the kitchen table and a neighbor had done it. And I was so stunned. And she said she carried that shame her whole entire life with her. And then Deborah herself had had an abortion. But then her daughter, it was the generational cycle, you know, that was going to have an abortion and she didn't.
Wow. And here you are telling those stories of ladies. You know, there was a gentleman that I have on the show coming up and he was talking about he went to heaven and he saw this bright building and he said it was like Las Vegas with a lot of lights, but it was very beautiful light. And he said to the angel, he said, what, and I'll have him on the air soon. He said, what is that building? He goes, that is for the babies that have been had abortions or the babies that, you know, are alone and they're growing up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was pretty cool to hear that, you know. It's just like a building for, you know, just for babies. Yeah, baby building. So anyways, I'm excited to have you here, and we have one more minute left. I'm Dawn Reese. This is Dawn Reese Miracle Story TV Network, and I hope you stay tuned because we have a record label coming up with his artist in the next half hour under Stardom Series. And any other last words, GW? We count down right there.
Okay. The last one was the next gentleman was actually just abandoned as a baby.
I saw that. He was abandoned as a baby in
as
his
a
story.
It was an orphan.
Wow.
And he works with orphans and he shares his story of how there's always purpose.
It's always purpose in your life. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen and we'll be right back. Okay. Ooh. It went very fast. It's like way too fast. Stay with me. Who's that? Oh, somebody's from Brazil. Hola. Hola. Hold on. I have another show. I'm going to take this down here. And then Tommy will cut this camera. Hold on.
Wouldn't believe where I've been. The cities and towns.
Yeah.
I've been in. From Boston to Denver. And every town in
okay,
between.
I'm gonna get this. I know he's got. Hold on, I gotta change here.
People, they all look the same.
Well,
now that I'm home again, I'll tell you what I believe. It's a miracle.
the stage for this here. Because it's a label that's on a record label. Is he on the phone? The bias? Oh, the artist. Okay, we can. I don't hear anything on this. Is there supposed to be any echo or anything? Do you have an echo up on your phone? On your internet? No? Okay, usually I kind of can hear it better. Okay. Or I hear it on the mic. Okay.
I never knew you looked so good. Oh, I never knew anyone could. I must have been crazy to ever have gone away.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, and we are back with the Stardom Series with, we have an amazing gentleman. He is the, actually the record label, and Joe Gallagher, and but he has his artist on the phone. So are you there? Hello, welcome.
Yes, how are you, Dawn? I'm Rick Stone.
I know. Rick is such a great name. I have a son named Rick. And so welcome to the Stardom Series with Joe. And I know he's been busy, but we're going to start off and just tell us a little bit about your music and what inspired you before we play your music.
Well, what inspires me is life and just what goes on around me. The day-to-day struggles of it. Like Thistle Road is just, I mean, we've all lived that. You know, you get in a fight with your significant other, and there's two ways it can go. You guys can either get into a nasty fight, or you can make up and go about your lives.
I take holy oil, or I take holy water and put it over on my husband. Don't come near me. I'm going to squirt you with some holy oil or water. Actually, the holy water. But it's so funny. So let's go to one of the first songs that you wrote and that you sent over. We have three songs we're going to play. And tell us about that. What song do you want us to play first?
I'm trying to remember which ones I sent you.
Okay, I think Joe sent him. Tommy's in the back, my engineer. And Tommy's going to shout him out to you.
Okay. Start with Never Started Drinking, please.
Okay, Never Started Drinking. So were you a drinker or never started drinking?
I mean, I do play in honky-tonks all the time, so I've been known to have a beer or two. So.
Gotcha. Okay, so you wrote this song, and what inspired you to write this song?
This song was inspired. I was actually, true story, I was working for a gentleman in my hometown of Chatsworth, and I showed up that day, and him and his wife were fighting like nobody's business.
Oh, no.
I could hear him out in the driveway. So I come rolling in the house, and she storms by me, and he looks at me and says, man, I never really drank much till I met her, Rick. And he looked at me, and he knows I'm a songwriter, and he looked at me like, oh, Rick, please don't write that. So, no, that's kind of where it came from.
And you inspired. So let's hit off. We have a lot of drivers out there coming home from work, picking their children up from school. And I know my son tells me once in a while he's had a bad day. He goes, Mom, don't call me back. I'm having a drink. I need a drink. I don't drink, but I need one today. So, all right, we'll be back with Rick Stone in just a moment. Let's listen to his song that he wrote with the Stardom Series. I'm Dawn Reese. Wow, that's pretty amazing. You know, I'm sitting here with G.W. Tolley, and, you know, he has another TV show called What's Your Story? And definitely, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Chatsworth, Georgia.
Georgia, so that's a hop skip to Orlando.
A little bit.
A little bit. Maybe you could be on his TV show as well.
I would love it.
Yeah, he would love that. Did you hear that? I know. So, okay, so in the meantime, the next song that we have, what inspired you for that song? What made you write that song?
Lay Me Down, it really, truly was, and this is the honest truth, it was early Monday morning in a Smoky Mountain rain.
Ooh, okay, that sounds amazing. I haven't been out in the Smoky Mountains. That's have you been out there lately?
I play there about once a month.
Okay.
One long weekend a month.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so let's go to that song because I know our driver's like, hey, I love music. I want music. We're going to get you more music right now on the Stardom Series, Joe Jr. Gallagher, and this is his artist. We'll be right back.
In a smoky mountain rain, yeah, my mind was storming and feeling so much pain. Yeah, I know that you love me. Come on, girl, you gotta show me. Yeah, lay me down. Oh, 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 lay me down in your palms tonight. There ain't nothing that we can't make right. You know that I can't say how. Just come on, girl, the time is now. You gotta lay me down. Is your heart with me today? I'll smile at that night. Your eyes turn my way. You know that I can't say how. Just come on, girl. The time is now. You gotta lay me down. Being in your arms is what I need tonight. Lying heart to heart makes this old world just right. Yeah, I know that you love me. Come on, girl, you gotta show me. Yeah, lay me down. Oh, 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 lay me down in your arms tonight. There ain't nothing that we can't make right. Know that I can't say how. Just come on, girl, the time. time is now, you gotta lay me down. Oh, 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 lay me down. Oh, 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 lay me down. Early Monday morning in a Smoky Mountain rain,
and we're back. You know, I'm Rick. I'm looking at your website, and it's pretty phenomenal. For everybody that is driving, you can just remember this: www.rickstoneofficial.com. So you've got music videos, your live session, your tour dates, your media, shop, contact. Everything is on there. There is a video I wanted to ask you with a lady with two beautiful children. And who is that?
Oh, that was my cousin Joyce. That's Tough Love, right?
Oh, okay. I was just wondering there. We just have it in front of me here. This is trying to play it by itself.
That's Tough Love. That's a great song. I started that song years ago. Joyce had her first husband was not a great guy and wasn't good to him and his, you know, and her girls. And she called me all the time and we talk. And she lives in She lived in Michigan.
So you wrote a song about that.
Well, I started the song, and then I never finished it, and I never recorded it. And then she came down with cancer, and she passed.
Mm. Wow.
I came back from the funeral, and was sitting in the studio talking to Lisa, and Lisa said, "You got to finish it."
Yeah, for sure. Because especially in this time of day, I mean, I've heard there's more people fighting and arguing and more domestic abuse in this last year because of all this COVID stuff. This is what I've been hearing around in the news. But definitely, you got to do that. I know GW has a quick question for you.
Sure.
Who inspired you?
Who inspired me as far as to do what I do?
Yeah, your music. Was it... Because I pick up different styles that you're in your songs.
George Strait is a big influence.
Oh, George Strait is awesome. Yes, I agree.
And then Travis Tritt is another. And then Cody Jinks.
Okay.
A big influence on my music. Which I've met him. He's a great guy.
Nice. I was just going to ask you that. Who have you met any of the people that have influenced you?
I got to meet Cody Jinks and actually got to have a beer with him and just kind of shoot the breeze with him. He's a great guy. So,
nice. Very cool.
Chattanooga about before his show at the Signal.
Wow. So you have a lot of tour dates coming up. I see that.
Oh, yeah. I'll be everywhere from Monticello down to Myrtle Beach this week. So I'll be Myrtle Beach Friday and Saturday at the Garden City Pier. It's a half-mile-long pier, and we play down at the end.
Oh, how fun that is. I know. We need you in Clearwater. We got some great places in Clearwater Beach and some concert venues.
I'd love to come down there, drag the band down there.
For sure.
I do acoustic shows, and I also do full band shows. I do it all. So
I'll have to talk to Joe as well because there's a place right off the causeway, and there's a beautiful band shelter that people are there, and it's like a beach setting. And that's such a great spot. Yeah, it's right here in Clearwater Beach. So let's go to the next song, and the next song is...
Home.
And what made you write Home?
My brother is battling cancer.
Mm.
He's been battling now for, I think, well over 5 years now.
Oh, wow.
And he had it in his throat first, and they beat it, and it was in remission for quite a while, and then it came back. And when I was talking to him, all he kept saying, he was at the hospital, and he just kept saying, "I just want to go home, Rick. I just want to call him." So that's where it came from.
Well, I know GW is a major prayer here, and I'm going to call him almost a minister because he is, and we will definitely keep him in our prayers as well, that just God heals him, that he has a testimony, and we believe that, I get it when you're talking about home, because when my father was about to pass away, that's all he did was stay there on the couch and say, I'm going home.
Mm-hmm.
So I completely get the song, and here we are, and we'll be right back with Rick Stone, artist from the Stardom series. We'll be right back.
the news just today. My life had changed in a real bad way. I know I wanna go home. Doctors found cancer everywhere, and you can bet I'm really scared. Yeah, they know I wanna go home. Here I wear, I belong. Now it's chemo rounds and CT scans with my scared little wife holding my hand. Yeah, I know she wants to go home. Kids came by and spent the day acting real brave in their own way, but I know they'd rather be home. Now I'm praying so hard, but now I know only God decides to grow. We're on. Saying goodbye in their special way. I know they're praying me home. So don't you cry for me, I'll say, 'cause Jesus has come to take me home to stay. I know I'm going home. And here I wear. Here I wear, I belong.
And we're back. Well, that is a very touching song, I'll tell you, for you know anybody going through that. I get the song completely. How beautiful. How long have you been singing?
I am 55 years old. I started taking guitar lessons at 40.
Wow, that's an inspiration to the world.
And then started performing about a year later. So about at 41, I started performing.
That's awesome. My gosh, I know we're sitting here going, that's like, oh my gosh, congratulations on that. You know, GW and I were just talking about this because, you know, he is an author about, he wrote a book about how to publish your own self-publishing book. Have you ever thought about writing a book about your life?
No, I never have. That's an interesting thought, though.
I'm going to hook you up with him. So he's going to send you some information through the email. And it's very easy. I don't know. How many books did you write?
I'm on 14.
14 books in like not even a year.
Yeah.
A year. So that would just your story of how you started would be amazing. You know, have your own book as well. Because I see that you have a website with merchandise that you sell on it as well.
Oh, yeah.
So how did you...
Yeah. We sell everything from shot glasses, koozies, to CDs, to girls' tanks, to different color shirts. I think we got like 5 or 6 different color shirts.
And that's rickstoneofficial.com. That's amazing. So Rick, what are the things that you... What are your hobbies? What do you like to do during the time that you have off?
Well, the little bit of time I have off in this world, I spend it with my family. because that's the most precious thing to me in my life. We get out in the outdoors.
Do you have any other hobbies?
I like to fish and I hunt some, but other than that, I keep very busy with music.
It does. And Joe has been amazing as helping a lot of the artists and getting them on the show here with your music. Now, can they download? Where can they buy your music?
You can get my music anywhere. The name of that album is called Home. It's 12 songs, and you can get it iTunes, Amazon, anywhere, Google Play, you name it, wherever you want to buy your music.
That's perfect.
Or you can get with me, and we can get you out a CD.
Oh, there you go. Okay, and how much are your CDs? People are asking.
CDs are $10.
$10, and you'll be shipping.
Depending on where you're getting shipped to.
Perfect. So when you started at what 41, was that guitar lessons? Was that pretty easy to pick up?
Well, I mean, all I wanted to do was sit around in a campfire and sing and play. That was my goal.
Wow.
It wasn't this?
It's hard to drag a piano.
Going to happen.
Well, I was just thinking about becoming a Girl Scout leader. I was thinking the campfire songs, too. You were reading my mind.
You just wanted the s'mores.
Yeah. No, remember Camp Beverly Hills? Yeah. Surely. I was seriously thinking about it. But, no, the campfire thing I get, because, you know, when we go to Phoenix or we're up in the mountains and there's horses, there's nothing like a campfire, you know, with the s'mores.
singing, hanging out, and, you know. Just everybody singing to the top of their lungs and just having a good time.
You know, that's
my goal.
That's amazing. Well, I hope someday if you can come down to Clearwater Beach, we have sunkisscharters.com. My husband and I, we're about to get off on a 37-foot Endeavor cruise company, and we have two captains. And I'll tell you, there's nothing like putting a small little concert on the boat, you know, and filming you on the sea. That would be so much fun.
Be a blast.
I know. So when was the last time you were down here in Clearwater or Florida?
Oh, Clearwater. It's been quite a while since I've been down that way. Last time I was down in Florida, I was down in Alligator Point.
Gotcha. Well, I know some promoters down here, too. I'll have to hook up with Joe and find out how we can get you here as well. And
I'd love to.
Oh, that would be amazing. And then you can come to the studio, and then you can just play here live. That would be awesome.
I would love to do that, too.
Super cool. So anybody that inspired you when you were little that, you know, anybody else that inspired you in life that gave you any good advice?
My Uncle John.
And what was his advice to you?
Is to get up every day and try to do your best and try to make your life a little better, even if it's just a little. Because if you do that every day, you'll be all right.
You know, that is a very good word for somebody out there, for many people. It's just getting up and getting out and doing your best, you know. And that's like me. I do the same thing. I get up, I look at my treadmill, and I'll go, I'll try it. I'll try something else different, or I'll ride my bike. I'll try to do something every day, you know, just to keep motivated. And I'll tell you, that's such an inspiration to so many people out there. And in the meantime, any words that you'd like to say to your family? Any thank yous to anybody on the air?
Well, I would love to thank Lisa, Trevor, Brooklyn. They put up with me running up and down the roads, and a lot of times they're on the road with me, and without their support I couldn't do this.
Amazing. Have you ever had an inspirational moment with a fan that came up to you, and did you ever give some good wisdom words to a fan member?
I actually had a woman come up to me at an acoustic show in Elijah at Carter K. Vineyards. Matter of fact, I'm Your Man was filmed partially there. And she came up and gave me a $2 bill. And she says, you know what? She says, I want to give this to you, and I hope you'll hang on to it to remember that you and Jesus together, anything's possible.
Oh, that's beautiful. What a great way to end the show. That's amazing. Well, Rick, it's been a pleasure to have you on the air with us on 3 FM, 3 AM. You can watch this again on Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube. And I also got a TV show for you to be on. I've got the gentleman right here called What's Your Story? And you definitely have a story for sure about your life. And maybe you could play on his show as well.
I would love to.
Okay, give him the website again for the TV network.
That's www. Rick Stone Official.
And that's yours, Rick Stone Official. And then GW, what's yours?
It's It's showing on TakenNetwork.tv.
TakenNetwork.tv. So we'll get you on that one, too, when you have some time. And GW is the host here as well. And it's been a pleasure. And let's end with the first song, because I know it's probably people driving home, and they're like, okay. And we just got done with Miracle Stories, so that just goes hand in hand, doesn't it? GW shaking his what? Yeah. But it's been a pleasure, Rick. And if you're down here, we'd love to have you at the station.
Sounds great, Don.
Awesome. God bless you, and God bless your career, and just Godspeed ahead in everything. And anybody that's in the areas, please go to rickstoneofficial.com and hear this amazing artist, Joe Gallagher Jr., with the Stardom Series. All right, I'm Don Reese. We'll see you next week. I'll be back with another Miracle Story and more artists. All right, bye, everybody. God bless you. Bye, Rick. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Nice meeting you.
Okay, we'll just end with that song.
Talk, yeah, before the night is through. Since you went off and left with someone else, yeah, guess I'm yours. Still, I never stopped drinking, girl, till I met you. Now, girl, I hope you're happy. You'll know maybe not. You put on the next rated show, yeah.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour. Sponsored